then you are deceived. Because that wealth is not going to be the blessing that you think it's going to be. You might have a good time in this life with it, but life ain't just about this life. There's another life to come. I'm going to show that to you in just a few minutes here. Let's look at this scripture. They that will be rich fall into what? Temptation. Tell your neighbors, fall into temptation. And a snare. All right, there's temptation and a snare. That there's a door of temptation that opens up and a snare that opens up in your life when you're pursuing material wealth without God. You see, Jesus said, pray lest you enter into temptation. Same thing happened when you don't pray. That door of temptation opens up when you don't pray. So Satan said, well, they're praying, but let me get them on another trail. I'll get them to where they just want money and they just want to be blessed. And he put that desire in you so strong that you're willing to do anything to get it apart from doing it God's way, then that temptation, that enticement, that allurement will come into your life so strong, and then it's going to bring destruction in your life. Listen to this. A snare is a trap or a noose. It implies, listen to this, unexpected, sudden, deadly peril. A snare is an allurement and a seduction of sin by which Satan holds people in bondage. Now, I could use a rat trap as an example of a snare. Couldn't I? Because it brings sudden, unexpected, deadly peril. To the mouse, it's sudden. It is certainly unexpected. And it's deadly. That's what happens when Satan get a grip on you, that things unexpectedly and suddenly will start happening that are designed to take you out. Satan not trying to pacify you, trying to take you out. If you're a believer, he better off with you not being here. Right? If you're his enemy, what'd you try to do? Get rid of your enemy, right? So he ain't happy with you being here. Especially now that you're saved. So he'll work at you, study your life, and develop a method against you. This is just one of them. All right, look at the next part. And into many foolish and hurtful lusts. So if you crave for that, then you're going to have foolish desires, unwise desires, and desires that will bring hurt and harm into your life. Now, I'm just telling you what the Bible says. That's what it says. And what do? Which drown men in what? In destruction. The word drown means to plunge into depths, into the depths, into the deep. So in other words, when you get those desires working in you, they will plunge you into destruction. What did Satan come to do? All right, see, this is one of his methods here. He'll try to plunge you. He'll try to drown you in your destruction and perdition. Perdition is destruction that consists of eternal misery in hell. So if he can get you serving money, he got your soul. That's why you had to keep it in his right perspective. All right, look at the next verse. For the love of money. This word comes from a Greek word which means extreme greed for riches, money, or material wealth. It is that strong, unquenchable desire for money or material gain. So the love of money is extreme greed. And you know that's not the will of God for you to be in extreme greed. Amen. Look at what else happened. Which while some, not all, some, tell your neighbor, some of them did. That means that some people did what? They coveted after. They began to covet and to desire. That word covet, when they coveted after it, that means to stretch oneself out in order to grab something, to give oneself up to the love of money. In other words, they stretched themselves out to get it. Which after some have coveted after, they have done what? Erred from what? Y'all ain't with me this morning. They erred from what? They erred from the truth. Now, what is deception? to lead away from the truth. So you see, there's deception right there. They were led away from the truth. That's what Satan does. That's how he deceives you. So they became deceived by the wealth that they were pursuing. And really, you don't even have to achieve the wealth to be deceived. You can just be in the pursuit of it. And it still got you. Say, Pastor, I'm broke. That don't mean you ain't greedy. Pastor, I can't change a quarter. That don't mean that you don't have some evil desire working you for material wealth. If you'll do anything for money, you got a wrong desire in you. Well, you know, I'll do anything if the price is right. Oh, so you can be bought. Somebody say, every man got his price. No, they don't. Every man ain't got a price. There's some men that ain't going to compromise for no amount of money. I wouldn't sell my children for no amount of money. You can offer me $1 billion. You ain't getting my kids or my wife. Not for $1 billion. But see, for some people out there, you wouldn't even have to go that high. You give them $10,000, take the old hag off. Take off my hand. Give me $10,000, man. You can have this trouble. Some men do have a price. Some women got a price. Some people take it so far and say, look, I'll give you $5,000 just to kill him. $5,000, kill him? $5,000, somebody will take $5,000 to kill a man? The deceitfulness of riches. That's what it is. Deceived by it. Erred means they have been seduced. It means, that word error means to cause to go astray, to lead away from the truth in the error, to go astray. Same word, deception. So when Satan deceives you, that means he's led you into error. This is what happened. They were led into error. What the next part say? And they have done what? Pierced themselves through with what? Many sorrows. Pierced, that means it tortures one soul with sorrow. So you see that the deceitfulness of riches involve a lot of sorrow, pain, and hurt, and turmoil, and eventually destruction. That's why you won't give your heart to material stuff like that. Thank God for the blessing. How many of you know I'm believing God for increase, and we all are this whole church, but we don't set our heart on it. The Bible says if riches increase, don't set your heart on it. That means that don't get to a place where you can't separate from it. All right. So we see that right after that, Paul told Timothy, he said, flee these things and follow after righteousness and love and peace and joy and faith. He said, don't get tangled up in this here, this pursuit of money. Because there were men in that society that thought that they could profit financially by just being a minister. And they made ministry an occupation. So I can make a living with this here. They supposing that gain is godliness. So you can't be in the ministry for money. It can't be your motive. Now, let's look at a couple examples from the scripture in the last few minutes here. A heart captured, a mind deceived, a lifetime wasted by the love of money. Mark 10:21-22, Jesus talked to a young man who said, Master, what do I have to do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said, you know the commandments. Don't commit adultery. Don't steal. Don't lie. Don't commit, don't murder. Honor your mother and your father. I mean, he gave him a list of the commandments. He said, Master, I've kept all these things from my youth up. In Mark 10:21, then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said to him, one thing thou lackest. Go your way. Sell whatever you have and give it to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross, and follow me. So here's a young man that was given an opportunity to be one of Jesus' disciples. A personal invitation from the master to be a part of the team. Jesus said, get rid of what you got. Come follow me. And look at what happened. And he was sad at that saying. He was full of sorrow and went away grieved, full of sorrow, for he had great possessions. That means that he was very rich. So what happened? His possessions had him because he couldn't part with them. Then Jesus said, it's hard for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And then the Bible says, and the disciples were astonished. That means they was amazed with terror. They were terrified at that saying. And they said, who then can be saved? And Jesus said, it is hard for those that trust in riches to enter in. It's easier for a camel to go through an eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. So he tells you how strong this can be in a person's life, that they are not willing to part. When Jesus said, one thing you lack, you see, he had kept all of those commandments, but he had forgot about the most important one, to love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. He lacked the love of God. You know why? Because he loved money. And you can't serve God and the money. So Jesus told him, get rid of the money and come follow me, and I'm going to give you a treasure. You'll have treasure in heaven. His love for money was stronger than his love for God, even though he was keeping the commandments. The deceitfulness of riches. And he left Jesus. He walked away. Sad, grieved, full of sorrow. Because he was not willing to pay the price.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Good to know your name.